We have just listened to the achingly beautiful words of 2nd Isaiah, to the despair of Psalm 22, in the mournful solemnity of John's remembrance of the saddest night in Jesus' and his disciples' lives. And I suspect that you all join me in being moved by what we've heard. And yet for some, this is just another Friday. Was it that way the day Christ was crucified? In the city, were there not bargains to be made, tasks to be done before the Jewish Sabbath? Other than a ragtag group of people following a man with a cross, escorted by a Roman cohort, there was little to call attention to what was happening. No one outside of Jerusalem would have known anything about the day's event. For those of us who have come to the foot of the cross today, it is something. There is a depth to this day, a profound power in its quiet solemnity. There is strong emotion, a sense of meaning difficult to capture in words. It is a profound power found in the weakness of suffering. It is a contradiction, and yet, when our immortal souls meet the risen Lord, we will know him because of this day. We will know him because of his suffering, the worst of pain and shame that we can imagine. We will know him because we too sit with those who suffer. We give a cup of cold water to strangers, or food, or feed someone who is hungry. Today we will stand at the cross for others who cannot be here. We will stand here for those who cannot begin to fathom this day, for those whose own pain keeps them from being here. We will stand at the cross for those who do not know Jesus and those who openly scorn him. We will stand at the cross for those who have been exploited by others and for their exploiters. We will stand at the cross for those who think life is an opportunity to get all that one can get. We will stand at the cross for those who are in prison for their crimes, for those who fight on the field of battle, for those who are tormented by memories of war and terror. We will stand at the cross for those who are dying at this moment. We stand at the cross for those who cannot pray, for those who no longer believe, and for those who have lost all hope. We will kneel at the cross for ourselves and for the sins of the whole world. And as it says in the Book of Common Prayer, we will pray that Jesus will indeed set his passion, cross, and death between his judgment of our souls. In the silence of this day, we will feel Christ's passion, his suffering and death, which moves us mightily. Our hearts are broken, but not destroyed. Our sins are purged by this day, our business set aside, relegated to non-importance. There is no need to transact business because hallowing this day is our business. It leaves us profoundly silent. And when the liturgy concludes and we return to our homes, our lives are deeply transformed. We know now that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all should have eternal life. On this day, we take time to meet at the foot of the cross. There are no words that can describe our hearts. There are no sorrows that can embrace Jesus' sorrows. The shadows, the darkness of that day are what embrace us. On this day, God dies for us. We die to self, and there is room in our broken and contrite hearts for the crucified God to enter us and heal us. Now that we have died to Christ, let the healing begin. O Savior of the world, who by thy cross and precious blood has redeemed us, save us and help us, we humbly beseech thee. With our hearts heavy, we can only cry, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison.